Welcome to Ultimate Sports Parent Radio, where we help parents and coaches instill confidence and ensure success in young athletes.
This is Lisa Cohn. Today on Ultimate Sports Parent Radio, I'm here with Debbie Mendel, a stress management expert who's the author of the book Addicted to Stress. Our topic, how to deal with stress in young athletes. I'm also here with my brother, mental game expert Dr. Patrick Cohn.
Get our new program, The Ultimate Sports Parent, a 14-day plan for kids' success in sports, by visiting the product section of youthsportspsychology.com. You'll learn how much pressure is too much, what to do when kids underperform, how to react to kids' losses, how to deal with difficult coaches, little playing time, and more. Visit youthsportspsychology.com, and while you're there, pick up our free ebook.
Hi, Debbie. Hi, Patrick.
Hi, Lise.
Hi, Lisa.
All right, well, let's talk about stress in sports kids, Debbie. How do you think it would manifest itself?
Well, stress manifests itself physically, of course. It's an inflammatory process, so you can have digestive disorders, the proverbial stomach ache, sleeping problems, irregular eating, irritability, fatigue, going around with what you would call a loose mind, not being focused, being more accident prone. And those would be some of the recognizable signs in a child. And I think you could carry it to an adult as well.
How would a parent know that the stress was related to sports?
Well, that's where you have to realize that stress is ubiquitous and it's cumulative. So whatever is going on in your child's life will impact on a sports performance, and whatever's happening on the field will impact on life. So it gets hard to detangle, but a great deal of stress is internally driven. It's that need to perform. It's the need for applause and approval.
And do you think the parents create this need or help create it?
Well, I don't want to blame parents, because sometimes we do, because we live vicariously through our children and we want the best for them. And there's been a movement in this country to create uber children. We can't have regular children. It's a reflection on who we are. But I will say that some parents could be very mellow, and their children are highly competitive, and they need to prove themselves. It's as though there is an inherited emotional gene for that.
There is.
Yes, you know, there's a gene for shyness. I mean, we tend to think of genes as just being physical. But there could be this need to shine, sometimes even birth order. Do you notice it in a middle child?
What, shyness?
No, the need to prove himself. The parents could be relaxed, but this middle child who might be an older sibling who's really a tough act to follow, and a younger one who's also very cued and idealized in the family, that middle child might be having a lot of internal pressure to show what he or she can do.
Huh, that's interesting.
So I know we see a lot of sibling rivalry when two athletes are maybe in the same sport, but they're separated by a year or two. We'll see some of that sibling rivalry going on in the competitiveness between the kids.
Definitely, and just picture birth order. You could have it quite often the oldest child, well, that's the one you have the most adult relationship at first, and that person in that child needs to really forge the identity and do the right thing. First, children are very performance-oriented, very high achievers. I mean, that can happen throughout, but if you follow that line, you can notice that some children are just by nature, they need to establish who they are and perform and have you acknowledge that performance. And then, of course, some parents transmit it. You might say one thing to your child, like, oh, it's okay, you lost, but you gave it your best shot, but your body language or your face or your tone of voice is giving that child, oh, too bad you lost. You should have won. Where did the points go?
Oh, interesting.
Is the concept of performance anxiety that we talk about in sports, and I'm sure it relates to other other performance-oriented situations, is that similar to what you talk about in terms of stress, or how would you differentiate performance anxiety from just feeling stressed?
Well, there are all kinds of stressors. A mosquito bite is a stressor. We don't realize it. A cold. How about an injury? A sprained ankle. Pain is a stressor. Not eating right. Eating too much junk food is a stressor. But performance anxiety is a stressor that comes within. That's the kind of pressure we place on ourselves. And it usually stems from a lack of personal empowerment or self-confidence, where I need your validation. I need that attention because I haven't yet formed a point of self-esteem in me, where I know who I am and what I can do.
Well, now, do you think that kids can develop this all on their own without their parents, really?
Yes. Mostly parents have something to do with it, but it can be that a child just needs to have that. You know, we're not, as parents, in control of what teachers and coaches and other children say to our child. There are so many factors impacting on a child's life. And some children are just born a little more sensitive to a remark, right? You know, some kids respond to a tough coach, you know, old school, and others to a more loving coach. Everyone is different and individualized, and a parent can strengthen, play to a child's strengths, and make that kind of real self-esteem take hold, as opposed to a fragile self-esteem, which always depends on that performance.
Interesting. And we also talked a little bit earlier about how parents can build, well, how kids can build their confidence, which will make them more less vulnerable to stress, correct?
Yes. I think that comes with each success, but more so with how do you deal with failure? How do you come back after you didn't play to your best, or you had a bad day, or you lost your focus? See, in sports, that mental game, as we were saying, is very important. So coming back from failure to do better, that is where a child can develop that self-confidence that he or she is resilient.
Right. And when you talk about coming back after failure, you're talking about in sports, or you're talking about in life, or maybe you mean
both.
Well,
sports is life, isn't it, Lisa? I mean,
yeah.
Sports is life. It's the arena. It's where we play. We play to our strengths, and we learn how to work with others, and we need that focus that carries us in life, and that joy of accomplishment and the training that we do to be better, to be self-competitive, to improve, to let it take hold. Sports is about working and relaxing because your muscles recover during rest. You can't beat them into submission.
Right.
What would be some tips for parents? I mean, if we focus on tips for parents, is it one of the goals, you would think, to educate parents on how to reduce stress for kids in sports, or do you think stress becomes kind of a necessary evil that will spur kids on to greater things? So I guess that's a several-part question, but what kind of tips would you give to parents about reducing some of the stress and the pressure they feel, because we talk a lot about, for example, expectations that parents either knowingly or unknowingly place a lot of or place high expectations on their kids, which turn into pressure for kids, which obviously is a source of, I would say, stress. But how can parents minimize some of the stress that kids are feeling through sports, but from a sports parenting perspective?
I think you ask a very good question. The first thing, and there were so many components, but let me say this. There's acute stress and there's chronic stress. Acute stress that jumpstarts your body and your immune system to perform better is very desirable. A little case of nerves before a competition is great because you will do better. It is the chronic stress that becomes inflammatory, causes diseases, plays havoc with your immune system, depletes you, and saps your vitality. So whether it's a child or a parent, you have to avoid chronic stress. Now, what every parent has for a child is unconditional love. That child has to know that in your eyes, he or she is good enough. Now, with that said, you want your child to keep improving, like conceive, believe, and achieve in yourself. The only way a parent can help a child do that is by establishing balance. Being an athlete means you are in balance mentally, physically, and spiritually. And as a parent, our children watch us as parents, and they behave accordingly. And if you as a parent are following an endless to-do list and never making time for yourself and never relaxing and not getting your rest and not eating right, and if you tell your child, oh, go rest or go eat right, that child is getting a mixed signal. You have to keep yourself in balance, and your child will follow through by imitating you.
Right. Well, I think that's partially what it's all about. Well, thank you so much for joining us today.
It's been a pleasure.
Thank you, Debbie.
To listen to the rest of this audio, visit kidssportspsychology.com.